Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The ceaseless vigil of nature's titans. Amidst a world scarred by ecological calamity, the visage of the ancient trees stands defiantly. These time-worn giants, with roots entwined deep within the earth's fractured skin, rise as solemn sentinels of a once flourishing world. Their vast canopies, now sparse and weathered, sketch mournful silhouettes against the choked skies. In the face of relentless adversity, these hoary behemoths have witnessed unfathomable change. Where once the symphony of wildlife echoed through lush foliage, there's a haunting silence, punctuated only by the hollow whispers of leaves, telling tales of an epoch lost to time and neglect. Earth's crumbling foundations, their bark bears the soot of wildfires that have raged unchecked, fueled by drought and an unyielding climate. Soil, the foundational garment of Gaia, now lays barren, stripped of life, unable to nourish the flora that had once carpeted it in emeralds and golds. Yet these titanic trees endure, ostensibly impervious, as they clutch at the remnants of fertile ground, their roots grasping like the hands of drowning men desperate to cling to the wreckage of their sinking world. Our ancient sentinels tell a story not just of the climax of life's grand theater, but of the subsequent decay which follows, inevitable as dusk swallows the day. Scientists whisper reverently of their capacity to persist, drawing impoverished life from soil too fallow to give birth to anything new. These trees stand as a testament to both the majestic grandeur of Earth's past and its desolate, destitute present, a fraying thread of hope. It's a wonder, perhaps a shadowy flicker of serendipity, how such giants continue to stand when all else has fallen. Where humans have faltered, these sentinels fight a silent war against the ticking clock, each season bringing them closer to an inevitable end. They might evoke a glimmer of hope in an observer's heart, if not for the suffocating pall of despair that enshrouds their existence. These ancient beings draw a breath that is both a declarative testament to survival and a sigh of unfathomable loss, states a conservationist. Voice heavy with a sorrow that goes beyond mere academic lament, the echoes of forgotten lifetimes. Explorers and wanderers drawn to the eerie beauty find their steps softened, voices hushed in unwritten reverence. The atmosphere around these last centuries is sacral, akin to entering a cathedral whose god is long dead, but whose hallowed grounds inspire a spiritual awe. The trees, with their knotted trunks and whispering leaves, implore us to remember, to see, to grieve, the final stand. Envisage the creak of timber, the sighing boughs that beckon us to understand our legacy upon this fragile orb. As we peer into the canyons of their weather-beaten bark, we glimpse the memories they've guarded through the ages. A hidden script that details the scenario of evolution's magnum opus and its subsequent calamitous denouement. And in this dystopian present, where the vibrancy of life is but an echo, the ancient trees, our forest sentinels, persist in a world we have rendered almost beyond redemption. Yet, in their silence lies a cacophony of history, a plea for the awakening of the collective conscience, for the remembrance of a time when Earth and its children thrived in an orchestration of ecological harmony.